you, babe. Say, how about a little...
Does that answer your question, Buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you already see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcement. Southern as Maisie.
Yes, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Revere. Right now, I'm a chorus girl in one of those intimate reviews that are put on especially for the benefit of rich old bankers with girlfriends who think they can sing. Jesus, I don't know what it is about showgirls that turns schoolboys into drool boys and a banker with dough into a schmo. But since I've opened in this tired review, I've received all kinds of proposals, even including marriage. Esther, I've gotten that let me take you out of all this tinsel and glamour baby pitch from all kinds of men. Some who look like they must have just landed on Plymouth Rock, and some who look like they just crawled from under it. Oh, gosh, I'm going to be late for the matinee if this cab don't get a move on. Cabby?
Yes, eh?
Step on it, will you? I gotta get to the theater in time for the opening chorus number. I'm the only one who knows the words.
We shall make it sooner, I guess, off unnecessarily, Maisie.
Yeah, we girls are fine, but we're... Oh, you called me Maisie. Do I know you?
Gosh, you should order. I'm the fellow that sits in the same seat, first row, seat A1, and the second balcony at every one of your performances.
Well, look, Cabby, I appreciate all the fans I can get, but I didn't think my singing and dancing was that special.
Oh, do you sing and dance?
Yeah. I do other things in that stage besides just come out with very little on.
Well, what do you know? She's talented, too.
Yeah. And I'm being paid to prove it, Cabby, so step on it, please.
Sure, babe, sure. I'll get you there in time. You will see.
Thanks. Eyes will appreciate it. Oh, hey, Bob. Try to drive this cab a little closer to the ground. I'd like to get to the theater in one piece.
Sure, babe, sure. Say, you got anything on tonight?
Oh, no more than the usual costume.
I mean, how's about a date?
Save your dough, stranger.
Oh, look, Maisie, I know I ain't got as much to offer as all them rich swells that hang around the stage door.
Oh, I don't go out with them either. Driver, watch out! There's a truck just ahead.
Don't worry, Dave. I don't own this cab. Gee, that was a quick stop, wasn't it? Maisie, where are you?
Up front here with you.
Oh. Well, here we are at the stage entrance. You feel okay, Maisie?
Yeah.
You do? Then why are you shaking your head from side to side?
My nose is caught in the windshield wiper.
Oh, there. I stopped it.
Thanks.
What do you know? Here we are. Well, Maisie, why don't you go into the theater? I thought you was in the house.
I am. I'm just looking to see if Jasper's in the alley.
Who's Jasper, your dog?
No, but he follows me around like one. If only there was some way to get him out of my hair.
Well, I know a couple of guys, and for a few bucks.
No, friend. No.
Oh, well, of course, you're nothing, Maisie. I wouldn't let a woman pay. I'm a gentleman.
I don't see the lovesick cap around. Well, how much do I owe you, Cabby?
Owe me? Please, Maisie. Would Romeo take money from Juliet?
Look, Romeo.
The name is Pete. Pete Hagen Schmittenfeld.
How do you spell it?
My kid brother helps me.
Oh. Well, look, Pete. I'm used to paying my own way, and I don't want no favors from anybody. Now, how much do I owe you?
Well, if you persist, $3.40.
$3.40? Wait, I'll look at my purse.
Well?
Thanks for the ride, Romeo.
Hi, Maisie. Better crawl into your costume and get ready for the opening number. The audience out there is getting impatient. Some of them are starting to walk out.
What? Even before the show starts? Any mail for me, Pop?
Yeah, one.
Where is it?
Right behind you.
Behind me?
Hello, Maisie.
Jasper, I wish you'd please stop falling behind me like a bustle.
Oh, gee, Maisie, I ain't hurting you by just watching and wanting to be near you, am I?
No, but you're hurting yourself, Jasper. Believe me, nothing can come of all this. You're a nice fella, as fellas go.
And as fellas go, she wishes you would.
Would what?
Would go.
No. Oh, Maisie. Maisie, the first time I saw you on the stage, I knew I can't live without you.
Force yourself, Jasper. Force yourself. Well, I gotta get dressed. So long, Jasper. Well, and if we never see each other again, I thank you.
Look, I'll wait for you after the show, Maisie.
No, Jasper. After this performance, I'm going out to eat.
Oh, gee, will you be alone?
I hope so.
Do you mind if I come along and watch you eat?
Well, it won't be very interesting. I don't eat any different from anybody else.
Then can I wait outside and just look at you through the window?
Oh, no thanks, Jasper. Please leave me alone. I have to get dressed.
Okay. I'll wait for you right here till you're through your act.
Oh, brother.
Oh, I almost forgot, Maisie. I brought you this present.
What is it? Gumdrops again?
No, a jar of peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Yeah.
Gee, just what I always wanted.
Gee, you mean it?
What else? Now, some girls want diamonds and furs, but give me peanut butter any time. It's so rich in calories.
Oh, yes, and it's very good for your health, too. Peanut butter builds bones, you know.
Yeah. Too bad I can't use a few extra bones.
Maisie.
This is as far as you go, Jasper. No man's land.
I see.
Hi, Maisie. Better climb into your costume fast. We're going to our opening number in 2 minutes flat.
Yeah, Hazel. Flat is right. These Corrines couldn't carry a tune if it was strapped to their backs. Hand me my costume.
Where is it?
Right there. Under the powder puff.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, wasn't that your one-man fan club Jasper I shot a moment ago?
Uh-huh. He gave me a gift, too.
Really? Jasper? What?
Here. Have some peanut butter.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope. Jasper's very practical with his gift. When a girl gets furs and diamonds, people are inclined to talk. But with peanut butter, nobody can talk. It sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, Maisie, honey, why don't you get wise to yourself? Look, I've got a date with a couple of live wires.
Include me out. I got other plans.
You mean you prefer to go out with that direct proof that cousins shouldn't marry Jasper?
No, the only person I'm interested in going out with is me. I happen to be partial to my type.
I don't get it. Then why don't you get rid of the goon?
Well, Jasper's like the measles. When you get rid of it in one place, it busts out someplace else.
Oh, you mean you'd like to get him out of your life?
On a very permanent basis. But painlessly. I don't like to hurt anybody. You got any trade secrets you can let me in on, Hazel?
Oh, sure. Number four?
Maitland. Oh.
Well, the prospect don't look like he's got the dough to make it worthwhile to give him of your time and charm. You start hunting. Very broadly. First
off. Oh, like jewels, furs, and things I couldn't possibly afford.
Uh-huh. And when he realizes that they're only out to take him...
Oh, he gets disgusted and goes back to his job.
Or to his wife.
Are you sure?
Well, good thing I'm wearing ain't peanut butter.
Well, the treatment's pretty rough, but the only way to get rid of a tooth that's bothering you is to pull it.
Come on, you poo-dangs, the curtain's going up.
Sure, just putting on my costume.
Well, for goodness sake already, what's holding it up?
Just prayer, chum. Just prayer.
Hello, Maisie.
Hello.
Can I walk you down to eat now?
Oh, all right, Jasper. You won't mind the way my arms look.
Well, what's wrong with your arms?
No bracelets.
Oh, Maisie, you're so beautiful. You don't need bracelets on your arms.
Oh, sure. You don't care if I freeze to death.
Oh, I do. If you're cold, Why don't you just put on your coat?
I'd rather freeze. All I have is that beaver coat that's 10 years old.
Oh, it don't look like you've worn that coat for more than a year.
I didn't, but the beaver wore it for 9.
Oh, did he? I've never seen you in this kind of mood before, Maisie. You're always so cool and calm and collected.
Yeah. Well, from now on, I'm cutting out the coolness and the calmness and the strictness of collection. I'm a woman.
Oh, yeah. In that costume, there ain't any doubt about it.
And I am also tired of having nothing but licorice sticks, gumdrops, and peanut butter.
Huh?
I want things that every chorus girl needs.
Oh, sure.
Things that can be hot.
Hot?
Hmm.
Anything I can do, Maisie?
Well, it certainly is. If you want to keep seeing me, you'd better rush right down and get me something nice.
Oh.
I don't care what it is, as long as it's a diamond bracelet.
Oh. Where will I get the money?
Please, Jasper. I'm not the kind of girl that tells a man what to do.
Oh, gosh, Maisie, I never thought you were the kind of a chorus girl that was just interested in money.
Goodbye, Jasper.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, sir.
Huh? Oh, I didn't mind at all, clerk. I've just been looking in the showcases. You sure got a lot of expensive-looking jewelry in there.
No, we had just oodles more, but just a few minutes ago, some horrible chap burglarized the store. Oh. Made off with, oh, so many $1,000 worth of our stock.
Oh, gee, that's a shame. I do hope you get it back.
You wouldn't say that, sir, if you had to dust it every night. Now, what may I show you today, please?
Well, I'm looking for a bracelet. It's for a girl. I think she really likes me.
Well, goody, goody for your size. Now, our bracelets run from $12 to $10,000.
I'd like to look at the $12 one.
12, eh?
Yes.
Please step this way, Maharaja.
Thank you. You see, sir, Maisie, she's very particular about the jewelry she wears, so I don't want anything cheap looking.
Of course not, sir. Why, I can tell by the casual way you wear your cap that you are nothing but the best.
Yes, sir. This $12 is all I could borrow from the store I work at. You see, I borrowed it from petty cash.
Yes, and pettier cash I haven't seen in a long time. Now, here's our $12 bracelet.
Oh.
Of course, you have a choice.
What is the choice?
Take it or leave it.
Oh, gee, it is pretty. What kind of stones are those?
Well, now I'll tell you. We pay a kid $4 a week to bring in empty beer bottles. And it isn't because we want to get the deposit back.
Oh.
However, if you'd care to go hog wild, we have something with a diamond in it for
$18. $18?
Makes one feel kind of faint, doesn't it?
Oh.
Now, we can take the $12 down now, and you pay the rest in easy installments of 25 cents a week.
Oh, for how long?
You should live so long.
Well, I guess I can manage it.
Capital.
Is the diamond perfect? I mean, there isn't any flaw.
Well, my dear chap, in that diamond, there's no room for a flaw.
Oh, that's nice. I'll bet Maisie will be surprised when she sees this diamond.
Oh, yeah. She's probably seen a diamond chip before. But I just bet she's never seen a diamond splinter.
Now, kidding, Maisie. And when I told Jasper I wanted diamonds, he got an expression on his face like a hen trying to lay a square egg.
Are you decent, girl?
Sure, Pop, come in. And have some peanut butter. I feel like celebrating.
Well, from what I hear, you've got good cause for celebrating, Maisie.
Oh, then you've heard about Jasper, huh, Pop?
Not only heard, but seen. Maisie, you're smarter than I thought.
Oh, it's nothing.
Well, it must have been something. One of the girls just told me she saw Jasper running out of a certain high-toned jewelry store with a big bulge in his pocket.
Yeah, now I have nothing to worry about. Jewelry store?
With something in his pocket. Well, Maisie, this worked out better than we planned.
Oh, fine. This is where I came in.
Ah, looks like our little Jasper must have some dough stashed away for a romance. Maybe. Maybe when he gets tired of you, a little Hazel can move in.
Well, I can't understand how Jasper can afford anything like a bulge. What jewelry store did he get it from, Pop?
Oh, that gal didn't say exactly. Just said it was from a shop that had just been robbed. Well, let's get back to the job.
A shop that had just been robbed?
Hey, the guy has more stunk than I thought, maybe. He must have got a lot of you to stick up the gun.
Oh, but he didn't. I mean, he couldn't. I mean, give me the dough.
Yes, I... Oh, boy needs jewels. Girl wants jewels. Boy no got more. Boy hold up stone. Boy gets jewels.
Yeah, in 20 years. Oh, Hazel, poor Jasper. Instead of getting rid of him, I just drove him into a life of crime.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Jasper. He'll be caught and sent to prison maybe for 20 years.
Cheer up, Maisie. Maybe Jasper will be lucky. Maybe he won't live that long.
Gosh, I disillusioned him about women altogether. He was looking forward to getting married someday and settling down.
Yeah, and have a little one.
Yeah. Now, if he wants little ones, he'll have to make them out of big ones. Who's there?
It's Jasper, Maisie. I've got something for you.
Oh, the loot from the jewelry store keeper. Quick, Jasper, come in.
Hello, Maisie. Oh, gosh, have you been crying?
Yeah, Jasper, and it's all your fault.
My
fault? Oh, come in, Jasper. Close the door.
Jasper and Hazel, pull down the shade.
Is there anything wrong, Maisie?
Well, everything. The cops.
Oh, raided again, huh?
No. Jasper, did a cop follow you here?
No, just a dog.
Are you sure it wasn't a police dog?
No, it was a Cocker Spaniel.
Well, maybe it was a police dog in plain clothes. Did it have flat feet?
Well, I didn't notice, really. I was sort of running to see. I was in a hurry to bring...
This dressing room may be wired.
Oh,
what?
Hazel, you go out and keep your eyes peeled.
Right. Don't worry about anything, Dillinger.
Dillinger? My name is...
Never mind. You won't have a name long if you don't watch out. You'll have a number.
What?
Jasper. You gotta hide out till it blows over.
What blows over?
Jasper, I know.
You do? Well, gosh, then would you mind telling me?
Oh, don't act so innocent. I know about the jewelry.
You do? Oh, you can't keep nothing a secret anymore.
Oh, then it's true.
Well, Maisie, you said you wanted something real expensive.
But I never expected to wind up with a terrible thing like, you know.
Oh, then you're disappointed, huh?
Oh, I'm more than disappointed, Jack. I'm ashamed.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I'll go right back and get something else
wait,
for you.
Wait, oh, Jack, what have I turned you into?
Nothing.
And what about your future? What would your boss say if he found out how you got that jewelry?
Oh, he wouldn't mind. I've done it lots of times.
You have?
Yeah, it's always such a little bit that I take that he always forgives me. Besides, I always put it back the day after I take it.
Oh, my gosh. The police. Quick, Jasper. In the shower. You gotta hide.
But there might be girls in there taking a
well,
shower.
Well, close your eyes. Quick, in there.
Maisie, if you take your arms off me and let us talk this thing over for a while.
Get in there.
I don't know what you're so mad about.
Stop resisting me.
I am, Maisie. I was just thinking if you needed a cab tonight, I was... Take your hands off from on yon damsel, chum.
Look, Pete, something's been happening.
Maybe I've just done what I've done because I can't live without you.
If you don't remove your hands from off this female girl, you dressing room wolf, I shall smite you like I've never been poor,
oh,
been smit.
Pete, you don't understand.
Maisie, tell me what's wrong. If I made a mistake, I'm sure I can rectify it.
No, Jasper. I got you into this, and I am going to take the rap.
Rap?
What, Brad?
I'm going to give myself up.
Why?
Goodbye, Jasper. I've been a fool, and I'm the one to pay. Go far away, Jasper. Find another girl and marry her.
Oh, no.
raise a family. Start all over again.
You mean raise another family?
Maisie, are you out of your senses?
No, I've just come into them. Goodbye, world. Pete, don't let Jasper here follow me.
Don't worry, Dave. I won't.
Don't leave. Let Maisie wait. Wait for me.
You heard the lady, chum. Now get back or else.
Oh, yeah? Or else what?
Does that answer your question, chum?
Jasper, maybe what happened to Jasper?
I just convinced them that following a lady ain't being done no more. I hauled off and knocked them out.
Oh, quick, a glass of water.
Sure, lady.
You gotta bring him too.
What for? Does he need two glasses of water?
Well, I mean, there's something he should know. Maisie's on her way to the cops to confess a crime she didn't do.
Egad, but she can't.
But she is. And she feels that she really is guilty.
But she cannot sacrifice herself. She is so young, so beautiful. And she won't like it in jail. I know. I've been there a couple of times. I got it.
Got what?
I done it.
Did what?
How do I know? I wasn't even there. But I shall go to the police and confess all.
Are you crazy?
If being in love is crazier, then I guess I am. Goodbye, miss. And after I'm up the river, tell Maisie to write to me, and I'll write back. As soon as I learn how.
Gin rummy again, Chief. That makes 16 bucks you owe me now.
Hey, stop gabbing and deal the cards, Hennessy. For a cop, you talk too much. Come on, come on. I want to get even. Hey, miss, what do you want?
I'm here to confess. I did it.
That's nice. Did what?
Whatever was dead.
Play a card already, Chief.
Okay, okay. Don't rush me.
I'm here to make a full confession, and I...
No, not that card, Chief. Played the 10 of spades.
The 10, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, fair.
Jim Rummy, that's 20 on me, Chief.
Look, lady, let me lose by myself, please. Now, you were saying...
I am the guilty one. I robbed the store.
Yeah? What store?
Well, the one that was robbed.
I know, but what's the name?
Maisie Revere, what's yours?
Don't mind her, Chief. Probably one of them cranks or thrill seekers.
Yeah. Yeah, let me cut the cards this time, Hennessy.
What for? You don't let me cut when you're dealing.
How would you like to be out pounding the beat again, Hennessy?
Here, Chief, cut.
Yeah.
Chief, I robbed a jewelry store.
That's nice.
Play a card, Chief.
Hey, there. Hey, what jewelry store did you rob?
What ones do you have?
We'll load it. I'll play
no,
the...
not that one.
You stay out of this. I'll play this one.
It's Gin Rummy again.
Now, look, lady, I got no time for cranks with silly confessions. I'm a busy man. Deal again, Hennessy.
I am no crank, Chief. I stole some jewelry.
Yeah, what jewelry did you steal?
What's missing?
Well, a load of loot was taken from Johnson's shop on 5th. The crook got away with a bunch of bracelets.
Well, that's the one I robbed. Johnson's jewelry shop.
Now, what time did you do it?
Well, how should I know? I just stole bracelets, not a watch.
If you're the one that knocked over the joint, where's the stuff you swiped?
I lost it.
Lost it? How?
I can't say Gin Rummy either.
That does it. Put the cuffs on her, Hennessy.
You do it, Chief. I'm dealing.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Stick out your hands, man.
Here.
Stop, I done
it. Pete, what are you doing here?
I've come to give myself up for the crime. I robbed the bank.
Pete, you're crazy.
You ain't kidding. No bank's been robbed.
No? Then I held up the gas station.
No gas station's been held up. Now, what crime did you commit?
Give me a hint, somebody.
Play a card, Chief.
She didn't do it, I did.
Quiet! I can't concentrate. I think I'll play the 5 of diamonds.
Stop.
Why, you think he needs the 5 of diamonds?
Jasper. Jasper, go home. Don't believe him, Chief. He's just trying to protect me. I did it.
No, I done it. And I can prove I robbed that store.
Well, the whole thing's a mistake. Nobody robbed anything, Maisie.
Jasper, you mean there was no robber? You didn't? Jack of Hearts, Chief.
No, thanks.
It was all a mistake?
That's Jim, Chief.
No.
I'm sorry, Maisie. Now everything will be different, won't it?
Different?
Yes. Now that you wanted to take the blame for a crime you thought I committed, it proves that you really love me. And from now on, I'll never, ever leave you.
Oh, no, no, no.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie.
Thank you.
now, once again, here's Maisie.
Well, I guess that little caper with Jasper proves that love ain't always blind. Sometimes it's just a little cockeyed. From now on, when it comes to trying to make a man fall out of love with me, little Maisie's going to be as careful as a nudist crawling under a barbed wire fence. Not that I'm through with men. I'm just waiting for Mr. Wright to come along. The man for me is one who's handsome, smart, and exciting. If I can't find that, I'll settle for one who thinks I am. Oh, well. Jasper wasn't so bad. At least he paid me some attention. And a woman would rather be looked over than overlooked. Well, I guess the coast is clear now. I can sneak out of the theater without Jasper seeing me.
Oh, Maisie. Maisie.
Oh, my gosh, here comes Malicious again. And I ain't in the mood for any more peanut butter.
No, no, Maisie.
Maisie, look, homemade jelly.
Just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Key to the City, starring Clark Gable, Loretta Young, Frank Morgan, and Marilyn Maxwell. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Lorene Tuttle, Hans Conried, Sidney Miller, Ted DeCorsia, Earl Lee, Peter Leeds, and Frank Nelson. Jack McCoy, Chief.